Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Frida. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Hi, yes. I was calling because I was trying, I got some in the mail, and it won't let me log into my portal.
Okay. Have you filed a claim?
I have.
Okay.
But
what's your...
what's mine?
I'm sorry?
What was you about to say?
What's your social? Let me pull you up.
609-527-23.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that last four.
8723.
Okay, all right. And what's that name again?
Vivian Ida.
All right, and Ms. Ida, for security purposes, what is your mother's maiden name?
Mudley.
Your driver license number?
Hold on, let me get it.
Mm-hmm.
It is I-007-5.
Okay, and your date of birth?
12/06/1990.
Okay, thank you for that. So I do see where you opened a claim in January.
Yes.
But I see where you never did any weekly benefits. You never filed any weekly certifications. If you don't do your weekly certifications, it closes your claim. So
okay,
were you not?
It wouldn't let me log into it.
When did you try?
I tried when I got the letter saying I had to do my weekly certification, and I've been trying to log in every week.
Yeah,
and
you would have had.
My call, I can never get through.
Yes, when you initially filed your claim on the 22nd, you were supposed to immediately start doing your weekly certification. So when you did it on that day, you should have turned around and done the first one on the 23rd. When you missed that very first one, it broke your claim. So did you do your own claim or did you call in and do it?
I did it. I didn't know I could call in.
Yes, ma'am. So the very last page when you file that claim, it tells you that you have to immediately start doing your weekly certifications. But I can get you reopened today so that you can start to filing. So give me have you gone back to work?
No, I have not.
Okay. All right. So let's get you reopened. So that's gonna be Vivian A. Ida. Ms. Ida, when you initially filed for benefits, you requested to have taxes taken out. You wanna leave it that way?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what's that phone number? Your phone number?
256-600-5712.
Okay. And you requested to get those benefits, if approved, via direct deposit or state debit card?
Direct deposit.
Okay. I'm going to need that information. Is that going to be a checking or savings account?
Checking. Hold on. Let me
keep this bus going. Let's see.
Okay. I'm going to need the routing and account number, please.
Which one do you want first?
The routing.
262.
Mm-hmm.
27.
Mm-hmm.
5835.
Okay. And the account number?
5101602-1600-2737.
Okay, so we got routing number 262-275-835.
Yes.
All right, and the account number 510-160-02737.
Yes.
All right, and what's that address, Ms. Edom?
3102 Lakeland Drive, Madison, Alabama, 35756.
All right. Okay, so I got your account reopened. What you you should be able now, well, you'll probably have to wait till tomorrow, I have to update, to be able to actually log into your portal and start filing for your weekly benefits.
Okay, and also, I was trying to, what email do I have on file?
You don't have an email address at all.
Okay, yeah, can I add one?
You can. Hold on. Okay. One second. What's that email address?
It's KENNETH dot KALANNI.
KAL.
ANNI.
Okay.
2803. @gmail.com.
Okay. All right, that's been added to your claim.
And my PIN is still, is my PIN 12 12 28 11?
It's whatever you set it. When you file a claim, you're given a generic PIN, but if you ever go in there and set one yourself, we can't see what you set.
Okay, so how do I get a new one?
I'll have to reset it for you, which that new PIN will be 2390.
Okay.
And like I said, won't any of this go? You won't be able to utilize any of this until tomorrow.
Okay.
It has to update. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. With that being said, do you have any other questions of me?
No, that's all.
All right. If nothing else, I want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye.